is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To London, to Vicky Barker of CBS News, to watch this, the Delta variant. This is what hit India so devastatingly with all the tragic pictures we saw. Well, it's spreading through much of the world now, and said sometimes it might be the dominant variant. It's highly transmissible, including among the young. So therefore, the United Kingdom hit first because of its connections to Europe and to the subcontinent. Vicky, the headlines in the Telegraph and the London Times point to puzzles for the British public. Quarantine could be scrapped for double jab, for example. Also, we have no reason to trust the government will deliver holidays by August. So we have two stories moving parallel. Are the doubly vaccinated permitted activities that are not provided for the single or none at all? And how do you plan your summer? It is the end of June. If you have all these countries changing from amber to red to green, it's a total puzzle that I care about because I think it's coming our way. Good day to you, Vicky.
Well, good day, John Batchelor. Yes, it's sort of a ricocheting of government policy, and one cabinet minister will be saying one thing, laying out, you know, throwing out a little veil of hope, and then another will be doing a different dance of the seven veils and saying, yes, but don't try to plan a foreign holiday because we can't guarantee that you won't be forced to go into 10 days quarantine when you return. I think it reflects the reality, and the reality is confusing, and the reality is shifting. I think the trajectory is towards the encouraging side of the scale, but we are not home free yet on this side of the Atlantic. And as you say, it looks like it's only just starting on yours.
And now I get even more paranoid because there's also a headline that says that in Israel, they're facing a surge for the doubly vaccinated because of the Delta variant. I don't want to pursue that too much because I haven't got the technology for it. The question is politics, how the Johnson government is handling this, because there was a promise of set date, you go back outside, and there was anticipation weeks before. How has the public responded to this never mind that Boris Johnson delivered within these last days? Is it responsive or is it defiant?
I think it depends on what part of the British public you form a part of. If you run a bar or a restaurant or, God forbid, a nightclub, then you're just, you know, it's stick your head in the oven time. It's a very, very depressing, daunting time for them. A number of them say they face bankruptcy if they cannot reopen. But, and it was a big letdown. Boris Johnson had signaled, the government had signaled that it really looked like June 21st was going to be Freedom Day. And I think everybody was just waiting, you know, straining for that moment. And then 1 week ago, he addressed the people and said, sorry, it's not safe again. We could be getting a new third wave. We have no guarantee that this third wave won't put the health service under new stresses, a health service that's already buckling. Even though pandemic cases are receding, the backlog of other essential operations that haven't taken place is, you know, running these poor doctors absolutely ragged. So, you know, if you're ordinary private citizens like me, who it just means it's going to be a little harder getting a reservation in your local restaurant because they're still going to have to observe social distancing, it's an inconvenience, but it's not a devastation. A fig leaf of hope was proferred to people planning weddings because the 30-guest limit can be relaxed if the venue is big enough. And this is a very recent development, the government has, for the first time ever, relaxed its rules on outdoor civil ceremonies. Until now, if you wanted to get married in a civil ceremony, it had to take place inside a room or some other permanent structure. Now you can have your justice of the peace lead you through your vows in a beautiful park where you can have as many guests as you like, provided that they're socially distanced. So, you know, it is a bit of a grab bag. I think the whole question of foreign holidays is still a very, very vexed one.
Right. Let's go to the traffic light system. The green countries. There's some humor here, so I'll read the list. Australia, Brunei, Falkland Islands, Faroe Islands, Gibraltar, Iceland, Israel and Jerusalem, New Zealand, Singapore, South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands, St. Helena, Ascension, and Tristan da Cunha. The humor here is you're allowed to be in exile like Napoleon. St. Helena is green. I do not see the United States of America, and we have some amazing numbers to boast about, but this system seems unusual to me.
Yeah, go ahead. Let us in anyway. I mean, they have said that they are closed to foreign visitors well into 2022 at least. So it's nice that they put Australia on that list, but that's a theoretical at best.
But I do not see good old Uncle Sam on this list. No. For green. Vicky, you know we're awash in vaccine here. We have so much vaccine that the Biden administration is correctly giving it away. So I wonder about the metrics here that the Johnson government is using.
I think it is the concern about these variants, the concern about the Delta variant. And John, let me bring you up to date. There is now the Delta Plus variant, which had a brief incarnation as being referred to as the Nepal variant because a group of travelers who traveled by air from Nepal were the first to be registered as having this. It's a mutation of the Delta variant first identified in India, but it seems to be spreading faster than the Delta variant. It's now been spotted in several countries, including, may I say, the United States of America. So that has to be watched very carefully. And it's true that double vaccination does offer significant protection against hospitalization and death from COVID-19. But it doesn't seem to offer as strong protection against infection from this Delta variant in particular. And I think that is the concern. It seems to be spreading most rapidly, particularly in Israel among the young, which is one of the reasons, for instance, vaccination has been thrown open to anyone over 18 here in the UK now, because they don't want children and teenagers to become vectors of infection, which is the danger, I think.
The question of governance and confidence in the governance, has it wobbled here because they had to extend the deadline, or does Boris Johnson still get a pass and what he says we want to follow?
Boris Johnson seems to get a pass no matter what he does. Teflon doesn't begin to describe it. It's almost like, imagine like, you know, the spiky coronavirus, but where there are spikes, it's all Teflon coated, because it doesn't matter how often he commits a gaffe or pulls a policy U-turn. His supporters don't mind. And it must be said, some of this is because the opposition Labour Party has some pretty low energy leadership at the moment. But the fact of the matter is, Boris Johnson's Conservative Party would win an election if it was held tomorrow.
And the public on the street, it's our final 30 seconds, Vicky. Are they masked? Are they maintaining social distance? Is there a suggestion that the traffic is cutting back because of the extension and the staycation talk?
Traffic hasn't cut back, but I was in the Thames side town of Henley, where the annual boat race takes place every year. Last year, this time I was there and visiting from London, I was the only person on the street in a mask. This time around, everyone on the streets of Henley, which is English heartland, was masked.
And therefore, people are serious about this final wave, we believe, of the Delta variant. And what Vicky tells me is the Delta Plus variant. I'll watch that, because the point is, if everyone's not protected, no one is. We move around. Vicky Barker of CBS News in London. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.